The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not,' but afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. Johnny went to Mass every Sunday, but when he died, he went to hell for what he did from Monday to Sunday. That's the point of the parable that Jesus tells us today. It's not about who is the better son, but that it's not enough for us to say yes, to give lip service to God. We need to live the yes we say to. In this gospel, Jesus is talking to the religious leaders, to the elders of the people at his time. He's now in Jerusalem, like someone going to the Vatican and talking to the cardinals and bishops. Obviously, not including me. And Jesus, that's his second day. On the first day, he goes to Jerusalem. The people are, you know, waving palms and singing Hosanna in the highest. Then he goes in the temple and he turns the tables of the money changers, those who are selling animals. Then he goes out to spend the night somewhere. He comes the next morning. He sits in the temple and he's teaching. And the chief priests and the elders come to him and say, "By whose authority you're doing this? In other words, who do you think you are?" Now he's no longer in Galilee, kind of, you know, in the boondocks. Now he's in the center of Judaism, in the temple, challenging the elders and the chief priests. And Jesus tells them, "I'll tell you by whose authority I'm doing this. If you tell me, was John's the Baptist's baptism from God or from him?" And they couldn't answer him, because if they said it's from God, like Jesus said in the gospel then today we heard, "Why didn't you believe in him? Sinners believed in him, and yet you did not." And if they said, "No, it's not from God," then to the people, John the Baptist was the prophet, they will lose faith and credibility with the people. And Matthew is writing to his community the same thing, to remind them about that same message, because it's easy for any kind of group of religious people to feel comfortable in their lives, to feel comfortable in their relationship with God and their faith, to say that yes, to go to Mass, to do the simple things they can do. But the problem is that sometimes we're not open to change. Jesus repeats the word change 3 times in the gospel. Today's gospel is about being open to change. The chief priests and the elders never gave Jesus a chance to know what's he all about, to get to know him, to have a relationship with him. Right away, they determined he's threatening their comfort level. He's threatening their position. He's threatening their, you know, freedom and to do whatever they want to do, and they wanted to get rid of him. They were not open to change. Nobody likes change. I don't like change. I was happy being here, you know, doing my thing, till that call came in and said, "Well, Pope Francis wants you to be a pope." Not a pope, thank God. That's why I said yes, you know. I thought you said Pope. But people say, couldn't you said no? Of course I could said no. But then what does that say about me? You know, it's not something I wanted. It's not something I desire or I like. My plan was to be in Holy Family for 6 years till I'm 71. Then I can retire and do the things that I enjoy doing. The priestly things, celebrating the sacraments, giving classes, rather than dealing with all the administration. But God called and said, Albert, I want you to send out to my vineyards as a bishop. Who am I to say no? And that's what God is calling us and reminding us of today. Our yes to him must mean yes. We must be able to listen to him and trust in him. And that's why Jesus usually uses, you know, the images of a king and his servants, or a vineyard owner and his workers. But in this parable, he talks about a father and two sons. Two sons or two daughters. Because that's how God sees us, as his children. And as the children to a God who is a loving father, a perfect father, how can we say no to him? But a lot of times, we don't even listen. We heard the word of God proclaimed today. You said, thanks be to God, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. That's your yes. In a few minutes, you're going to come to receive the body and blood of Christ, and you got to say amen, meaning, yes, I believe. But do you really going to live those yeses that you said when you go back out to the world, when you're living your day-to-day lives? All of us are like that second son. We say yes, but sometimes we follow up and sometimes we don't. But what's important is that to have an open mind that God wants us to change and we're willing to change. Because if we don't have that open mind, we're never going to change. We're going to always resist change. It's not like we're going to be perfect. Because the first reading assures us that no matter what we do, every time we turn back to God, we have the desire to do God's will for us. God will forget all our sins, will forget all our past, and help us to go forward being his beloved daughters and sons. There's nothing that God will not forgive for us if we're willing to turn to him, if we're open to hear his voice. You as a community are going to go through a change with the change of leadership. Father Ricky starts tomorrow. And I invite you to be open to get to know him. So he can get to know you, so you can build that trust relationship together. And so together you can see God's will for Holy Family as Holy Family continues its journey on this pathway towards becoming missionary disciples of Jesus Christ. That's the work that Jesus sends us to do. That's the work in being in his vineyard, being missionaries, bringing people to him, sharing our faith with them, making disciples, saving souls for the glory of God. Our church is going through a big change with the beginning of the Synod on Synodality on October 4th. You might not remember, but almost a year ago, we asked you to gather in listening sessions. There were questions you were asked to, you know, respond to. What kind of vision you have for the church of the future? What do you think the church needs to change or to adapt? How we can proclaim the message in ways that are meaningful to the young today? And all of these answers were gathered, were sent to Rome, they were compiled together. And this week, a group of priests, religious, men and women, bishops and cardinals, and lay people, men and women, will have the opportunity to come together and pray and discern about what the people of God said, so they can guide us in the future. But already groups on the right and on the left in the church, they're attacking the Pope, attacking the Synod. It doesn't go enough. That hasn't, you know, it goes too much. The Pope hasn't made any changes yet. He's just inviting us to listen, to pray. Let the Holy Spirit guide us to where we need to go. That's what this parable is all about. That first son who changed his mind, you know, probably he had plans to go to the beach or to go see a movie with his friends. He didn't go to work in the vineyard. But what made them change his mind? Because he loves his father, and he knows his father loves him. That's probably why he changed his mind. And that's what should be our driving force to change our minds and to do the things that God asks of us. Although sometimes they're difficult, they're challenging, although sometimes they cause us to change. It is through change that we grow and we become missionary disciples, that we come closer to Jesus. Nothing stays the same. Even dead people, it takes them a while to finally not change anymore. To be alive is to welcome change, because that change doesn't come only by itself, but Jesus is in our midst to guide us and help us through the change to become his disciple, to give better witness to the glory of God the Father.